Overview of Developmental Theories in Relation to Youth AOD Work, Part 1. The following is a brief account of the theories pertaining to adolescent development that are influential in how AOD services are designed and delivered for young people. The ongoing influence of historical perspectives. More than a century ago, American psychologist Granville Stanley Hall produced a seminal treatise on adolescence that dramatized the transition between child and adulthood as a period of storm and stress. Hall believed that hormonal changes in puberty triggered a period of emotional and psychological conflict that replicated earlier, less civilized stages of human development. Hall identified the attainment of higher human capacities, such as the ability to reason, as the core developmental task of adolescence. The major characteristics of adolescence for Hall included conflict with parents, mood disruptions, and risky behavior. At the same time, Freud also portrayed adolescence as a period of intense turmoil. Hall's treatise may mark the beginning of the modern study into adolescent development, but the notion that adolescence is a period of storm and stress goes back to the origins of Western civilization. Moore points out that ancient Romans, and their predecessors the Greeks, considered the transition from childhood to adulthood a volatile emotional period, and young people were thought to require guidance to forestall their squandering of newfound social freedom. Prior to maturation, instinct and desire were thought to drive human action. Moore adds that for the Romans, growing up required the acquisition of logic and reason. The parallels with Hall's theory are striking. Daniel, Wassell and Gilligan point out that the storm and stress view of adolescent development is now largely unsupported. Given the long history of these ideas, however, it is perhaps understandable that such themes persist in the discourse on adolescence to this day. Steinberg and Morris posit that this has created a misleading perception that healthy development is more about the avoidance of problems than the growth of competencies.